COVID positivity rates are on the rise statewide, and our region is approaching the danger zone.
There seems to be a COVID storm on the rise, and we have to get prepared.
That's Governor J.B. Pritzker. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Tuesday, October 27th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Now, let's lead off with the latest on the coronavirus in McLean County. Ryan Denham has more.
A 34th McLean County resident has died from COVID complications. The woman in her 80s was a resident of a long-term care facility. Her death continues a string of deaths tied to local nursing homes and assisted living facilities, at least three of them at Bickford House of Bloomington. The County Health Department confirmed 147 new COVID cases over the weekend. We now have 372 active cases. That's the most since the tail end of the ISU back-to-school spike over a month ago. The county's testing positivity rate, meanwhile, rose half a percentage point to 4.9%. In fact, rates are rising all around the state. During a stop in Peoria, Governor J.B. Pritzker warned that even Bloomington Normal's relatively well-performing Region 2 isn't doing so hot.
A 7.2% positivity average is nothing to write home about, and that's on top of a slight uptick in hospitalizations this month after leveling off in August and September.
Pritzker's day trip to Peoria came after announcing new restrictions on the Metro East and Cook County suburbs of Chicago as positivity rates and hospitalizations continue to rise.
So no matter where in Illinois you call home, as you go about your daily lives, remember that this is not over. There seems to be a COVID storm on the rise, and we have to get prepared.
Pritzker says that includes continuing to follow public health guidelines like mask wearing and social distancing, especially as small private gatherings are contributing to more of the spread as the holidays approach. I'm Ryan Denham.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. As expected, Democratic Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth of Illinois voted no as Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed as a Supreme Court justice last night. Michael Hurt has been named the City of Bloomington's first Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer. He most recently served as Bloomington's Community Relations Manager. And the Small Business Development Center at Illinois Wesleyan University has seen improvement in the last 3 months after a big drop in activity during the early part of the pandemic. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. A political newcomer has announced a run for mayor of Bloomington. He is 29-year-old Nick McClintock. McClintock is a radio technician for the Illinois Farm Bureau. He has also been a part-time producer and show host for various radio stations in Bloomington Normal. McClintock spoke to Charlie Schlenker.
I'm running because I'm fairly young and a lifelong resident, and I feel like, based on, you know, being in radio, the number of council meetings I cover and things like that, I think that's a voice that's kind of missing from Bloomington politics. I mean, there's a little bit of youth on the council now, but I think that the voice for the person who works a regular 9-to-5, who's a, you know, just starting their careers, I feel like that's missing from Bloomington politics, and I'd like to convey those opinions to people in the discussion as a whole.
If elected, what are the most pressing problems facing the city?
I would say that the most pressing problem is definitely, you know, continuing to fix our roads, making sure, and I know that I'm blinking on the timeline on that, but I know that a couple years ago they kind of unveiled that timeline for fixing roads here in town, you know, the urgency that was needed for them, and I think that we need to review that, maybe make some changes to it, make sure that we're doing that as efficiently, quickly and safely as possible. And then after that, make sure that our city finances get stabilized. You know, I love what, you know, previous mayors have done. I love what Terry Renner has done as far as improvements to quality of life around town, but I feel like we need to, maybe especially with current financial and economic times, we need to maybe take a step back, look at those things, and make sure that they're really what's pressing for the city.
The job of mayor requires a significant input of hours at all times of day and night. Since you have a 9-to-5, how would you do that?
That's something that I thought a lot about before I thought about the decision. Being able to trust in the council and the city manager, being able to delegate tasks, at the salary level that the Bloomington mayor position is, I would have to, of course, have to put food on the table for my family, keep working. But I think that I will be able to transition into both being able to keep my 9-to-5, maybe with a little bit of adjusted hours, and then, of course, being able to meet the needs for what the mayor position needs.
What's your history of involvement in the community in terms of volunteerism and engagement with various community organizations?
I would say that most people, if they've heard my name or seen me around, it would just be from my time with WJBC, covering events and getting the word out and informing the community has really been, I would say, my way that I've been able to help those different entities out. That's something that I've always prided myself on, being able to deliver news and inform people to make sure that they know what's going on in the community, and then, of course, interviewing people like you're doing right now to get the word out and make sure people stay informed.
That's Nick McClintock speaking with Charlie Schlenker. The only other candidate to announce a run for mayor so far is Michael Straza. Terry Renner is not seeking a third term. Before we let you go, the Connect Transit Board meets at 4:30 today. On the agenda is a contract for the interim general manager and a review of a financial audit. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.